Welcome to Managing Hodgkin Lymphoma. My name is Bruce Chesson, and I am Deputy Chief of Hematology Oncology and Head of Hematology at Georgetown University Hospital, the Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center. And I'm frequently asked what alternatives may be used to accurately stage Hodgkin lymphoma if PET-CT is not available. Well, the history of staging Hodgkin lymphoma actually goes back many decades, and it was very, very complicated in those days. In fact, the first person we called to help us stage the patient was a surgeon. We did staging laparotomies on patients. They were opened up, the spleen was taken out, the liver was biopsied, nodes were sampled. Fortunately, the CAT scan came along, which obviated the need for doing that sort of macabre procedure to our patients. And we were able to accurately stage Hodgkin lymphoma for a long time just with the use of CT scans. And now we have PET scans, and not everybody has PET scans available to them at their local institution. It's great. They're very accurate. They're more accurate than CT scans. They're more sensitive and more specific. However, you can do a very good job of staging patients without having a PET scan available. But one other feature of the PET CT scan is that it eliminates the need to perform the dreaded bone marrow biopsy on the majority of patients with Hodgkin lymphoma for staging purposes. So if you don't have a PET scan, you can do it with a CAT scan, and it wasn't actually until 2014 with the new Lugano classification that we published, which PET scans were actually formally included as part of the staging of Hodgkin lymphoma. So thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managinghodgkinlymphoma.com.